Certainly good to be in the Lord's house, and good to see everybody here tonight, and glad to have all our visitors, and got a number of visiting preachers with us tonight, and we just thank God for each one of these men. They're precious to us, and we thank God for them. They're God's men, and we appreciate the preachers we got that's members here that comes all the time, unless they got appointments, and that happens a lot too. And but we're glad to have everybody, not just the preachers, glad to have everybody cheer tonight, and thank the Lord for letting us come back this way again. Got one scripture I'd like to read in opening. It's in Mark 15, verse 37. This is when Jesus was on the cross. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Well, somehow it just touched my heart. God just brought that to me. He was in agony and pain, and he had a burden. I preached this morning about to consider the burden. He had a burden that nobody else could have carried or ever did carry. And willingly carried it, went all the way, and cried with a loud voice. And still, it makes the point, if he would have wanted to hang on to life, he could still have been hanging on the cross alive today. He had that much power. He gave his life. He gave up the ghost. So that's all I need to say. Let's all stand up. We'll have a word of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much, that you'd come and hang on the cross, endure all that you did, and then give up the ghost. And God, we praise you for loving us that much, for helping us. And we thank you for letting us be here tonight. We thank you for this service, Lord. We thank you for everybody's come, for each of our visitors. We ask you to just bless everything that's done. Help us, God, to just get ourselves out of the way, get in the very center of your will, be obedient to what you'd have us to do. Lord, we ask you these things and praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page 187.
Yeah. 264. Page 264.
Thank you. Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for our church. Thankful we have a place we can come to and hear the truth and hear the gospel. We heard this week, and we won't call out anybody in particular, but we heard there was a church in Ohio this week who announced they weren't going to talk about the crucifixion on Easter. They weren't going to say the word crucifixion. They weren't going to say the word death. They weren't going to use the word blood. They weren't going to use the word resurrection. They were afraid it was going to offend somebody. Well, if I go to the church house and those words offend somebody, you need to run to the altar, not run outside these doors. And I'm thankful to go to a place we're not afraid to say those words because they mean something. It's important. It's everything to me. The shed blood of Calvary is necessary for the redemption of sins, and I'm thankful for that tonight. Thankful to go to a good church. Excited for tonight, excited for communion, excited for foot washing. It's going to be a great evening, and I'm excited for it and thankful for it. We'll ask at this time if everyone will. Please stand to your feet. We'll ask at this time if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. So much to pray for. Yeah, amen.
And I just want to tell the church, I've been going to Columbus and having some testing done. And my first test, I waited for the doctor to come out and tell Lori and I what was going on. And all I could think about was, God is right on time.
Yeah.
He's right on time. And he will see you through this.
That's right.
I know he will. And I just ask the church to pray for me.
Yeah.
But I know God's there. He's taken care of me all these years.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate the church because that's what's gotten me through things before. He's the best friend I ever had.
That's right.
I'll be down when I'm spastic. And I do get spastic. So remember me. I just thank him that I can go to him any time of the day.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, absolutely. He's never failed us before, and he's not going to start now. I appreciate that. Let's really pray for him. Anybody else have anything tonight? Yeah, remember Beth. Anybody else have anything before we go to the Lord in prayer? Just remember this service and really remember our burdens. And if you don't have a burden, ask God to give you one tonight.
Amen.
We've got a lot to pray for in our church house. A lot of people we need to get saved. A lot of people need to get back in church. And there's just a lot to pray for. So if you don't have one, ask God to give you one.
Hey, buddy.
We'll ask at this time if Uncle Bill will lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord tonight. Let's pray for him, church.
Pray for us. Song's on my heart, and it's been a while since we've practiced or anything, and especially this one, so. When I don't understand and things get out of hand and I don't know what else that I can do, when I've done the best I can in the strength that I have, I'm sorry, Lord, I should have come to you.
So I cast my cares upon you, the strong and mighty tower that I can run to, the present help in troubled times when I am confused. Lord, I cast all my cares upon you. Trust in you when every time you've always seen me through, when all of my fears they hide you from my view. Oh, help me, Lord, to cast my cares on you. So I cast my cares upon you, the strong and mighty tower that I can run to, a present help in troubled times when I am confused. Lord, I cast all my cares upon you. Lord, I cast my cares upon you, the strong and mighty tower that I can run to, a present help in troubled times when I am confused. Lord, I cast all my cares upon you. don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always, for there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always, for there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Jesus, I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. So when the tests and trials, they may seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones, they are nowhere to be found, remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Thankful for those songs. Thankful we have a comforter we can go to in our times of trouble and trials. Anybody else have anything? I don't have anything else on my heart, so I'll turn it over to my pastor.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the songs, and thank the Lord for the opening up of service. I appreciate what has been said and what's been sung. It's good to be here. Let me just ask, just in case, I'll ask one more time. Anybody else got a song or something on your heart to say before we look to these preachers? If not, really be praying. And I've prayed about this, and if God would put one specific preacher on my heart to call on, I'd be happy to do that. But what I really feel like doing is, whether you're a visiting preacher or whether you're one that's at home here, I just want to open it up to all of you. That includes that way and that way too. If you got something on your heart God's give you, just come and follow the Lord. If God gives you something to preach, you feel like doing that, you won't be getting in front of nobody. You'll just be following the Lord. And so just mind the Lord and obey him. Just do whatever he'd have you to do tonight. We're having a good service already. And I appreciate this service tonight. It's uplift me and bless me. And I thank God for it. Now, any one of you fellas feel like preaching? Some shaking their head no, and some won't look at me. Oh boy. Come on. Follow your heart.
I just want to testify it a little
bit. All right. Go ahead.
I'm thankful to be here, and I was sitting here thinking about the Lord's Supper and that evening that it was instituted. And in the church house, this is just a piece of furniture. But the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper. This says he went and died for us and made a way that we could be saved. And this that carries out in this can be furnished in our hearts and in our home. He placed a table before us in the presence of our enemy, the presence of the world that despises him. And he said, they'll hate you too. We have something that we can go to and lift our and cast our cares upon him and our troubles and our sicknesses that beleaguer us at night and our loved ones. We've got a spiritual table that we can eat off of and get refreshed and get strengthened. I'm pleased to be here, thankful to be here, just to partake in this. And those were just my thoughts.
Just you fellas. Come on. Let's pray for Brent. Well, I appreciate it. Thank the Lord, Brent. Let's really pray for him, church.
Just pray. My heart's beating, and I wish I knew more what I was going to say, but I'm just going to follow the Lord. And one of my thoughts, which I didn't know he was going to have Lord's Supper and a foot washing today, but one of my thoughts were, you know, there's people that believed in Jesus up here. I believe the centurion that saw the earthquake, and I believe he said, truly, this is the Son of God. I believe Malchus, his ear got cut off by Peter. I mean, and the Lord healed him, and I believe he thought that there was something special about this man named Jesus. I believe the Bible says that the devils believed and trembled, but they didn't have a relationship with Christ. And so you can believe up here, but you need to be believed down here. And so I'm going to read this couple things, and then I'll go wherever the Lord wants me to go, and I'll find my seat as soon as I can. And you just pray. And I'm going to read over in 1 Corinthians, and it's 11 and 23. And I thought about the Lord's Supper, and I thought about foot washing, and As for I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he brake it and said, Eat this, or take ye, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament of in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And you just pray. I'm going to see if I can find. I thought I had this other. Okay. In John in 13. And he says, in 4, it says, And he rise from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then come he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. But Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. And so, and you just pray. I don't know. I just felt like I need to stand tonight. And, I'm glad that the Lord died on the cross. And I'm glad that we have this testimony that we have within us. I say I'm born again. I'm a saved man. The Lord saved me. I'm okay. I'm on my way to heaven. And you just pray. The Lord, he died on that cross many years ago, but he's still alive today, just as good as he was back then in us. The Lord has been good to me my whole life. When he showed me I was lost, he was good to me in showing me where I stood before him. He showed me with love and compassion. I was thinking about a good church. What's a good church consist of? A couple of these things. If you do these things, you take the Lord's Supper and you do a foot wash. I think foot washing even takes it a step further because a lot of people don't want to do that today because it's self-denial. It says, I'm no greater than anybody else because we have one God and we have Christ, which is he is the greatest. And what did he do? He came after he had the Lord's Supper and said, you don't know why I'm doing this now, but later you will because I love you, but I want you to be what I am. That's what Christ wants us to be, even today, what he is. We have to be him. And so he got down on his knees and washed her feet and said, I will do this in love. And you need to be a servant of the people, not about yourself all the time, but be a servant to be helpful to people. We need to serve people. We need to help people. We need to be Christ. Christ is in us. Now we have to show Christ outward. That's why the self-denial comes so important. Because
It's how many people just want to do their own thing. How many people don't want to be subject to the church. I think that's a lot of a problem today. A lot of people don't want to be told what to do. We all need to be told what to do sometimes. We're none no high and mighty. The Lord, He is our guide. He is our strength. I don't know what's right and wrong sometimes, but the Bible tells me if this is wrong, it's wrong. If He says it's right, it's okay. The world wants to make everything okay. And the Lord says, it's not okay. Sin is sin. The Lord took on our sin, but He still wants us to go around with clean hands and a pure heart and say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done. And I'm going to try to be a good servant and be a good person. Yeah. The Lord wants us to be good people. He saved us from our sin. But now, He wants us to be good. He wants us to show Him. Can you go out and do whatever you want to? Of course you can. But there's a consequence to that. There's a consequence to our sins now. If you want to be happy, I like being happy. I like feeling good in here. You know, if you get away from the Lord, it's impossible to feel good in here. It's impossible. If you feel good in here and you're away from the Lord doing anything, you better check your salvation. You better check it. Because you'll be just like these other fellas. They may look up and say, Lord, I believe that that's the Son of God up here. I believe that before I ever got saved. I believed it. But when the Lord came down here and spoke to my heart and showed me, that's why I love the Lord. He doesn't lie. He tells the truth. He tells you exactly where you're at. He told me I was lost and undone. It didn't matter what I thought about myself. That was the truth. I was lost and undone, on my way to hell if I didn't make the correction. But I'm glad we got a God. Don't leave us there. He said, I've already went to the cross. I paid the price. The blood has been shed. That's a miserable time. I often look at that cross and thought about the nails, and how they spat on him and beat him and they plucked his beard. And I believe they said you couldn't recognize him. He took a beating. How'd he do that? He did it for you and me. I could have called 12 legions of angels, told Peter, don't you think that I could call 12 legions of angels right now? I'm come to drink of this cup. Yeah. And He wants us to do the same. He wants us to take the Lord's Supper. When is that time? If you have the Lord in your life, if you have the Lord in your life, saved by God's grace, you have to say, you may say, I'm not worthy, but you know if you're worthy or not. You know if you're worthy. There's people, I think, that take the Lord's Supper all the time, and they don't have the Lord in their life. It ain't doing them no good, and actually it's doing them harm. It's harmful because they believe in something that's not right, and they believe that this is taking care of them, but it's not. This ain't going to take care of you, but if you get saved, it'll help you. It'll keep you. It'll keep you, when you get up and you say, Lord, I'm going to take this, Lord, this Your blood, all that You've done for me. You died on the cross. You shed Your blood for me. And this is Your body, which You gave for us. Wow. Wow. He gave His body. He gave His blood. He was willing to die so we could have everlasting life. What a wonderful Savior we have. What a wonderful God we have. What a wonderful Holy Spirit we have that will run and touch our hearts. And I recommend, you know, foot washing, you know, I know it can be hard on some people. You know, it doesn't really bother me at all, just naturally. You know, but the Lord said do it. The Lord tells us a lot of things to do. And the more you listen to the Lord, the happier you'll be. And the more you'll be satisfied inside. And so, if you feel like taking part in these things tonight, it'll help you. If the Lord wants you to, out the path with you.
Well, I appreciate Brent so much, and I appreciate the Lord blessed him and preached him. He's just lined us out and explained it, and God's used him to just put it in its place so good. And come and get us a song. I'm going to offer an invitation. I want to say a few words first. What you see covered up by this cloth here is some unleavened bread and some grape juice, which is fruit of the vine. That unleavened bread represents the pure body of Christ. That grape juice represents the blood of Christ. And now, Brent has preached an amen to what he preached. We could come and we could drink all the grape juice here and eat all the bread that's here. It wouldn't change our soul a bit. But when I was a 12-year-old boy and I knelt at the altar and I trusted Jesus, I ate the bread of life. Oh, you say, preacher, was that table there? No, it wasn't there. This is not what I'm talking about. I ate the bread of life that the gospel told me about. I ate the bread of life. I got what Jesus offered me. The gospel told me I was lost. It told me how I could be born again. And I got the blood of Christ in me. Now, when we take this supper's for folks that have been saved and has joined the church and been baptized. When we take this supper, it's a testimony outwardly of what God did for us inwardly. But if you're here tonight and you've never been born again, you need to be born again. You need to eat the bread of life, not this, but the spiritual part that God did. You need to eat the body and blood of Christ. How do I do it? You just ask the Lord, Lord, save me. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose from the dead for me. God, please save my soul. That's how you eat it. That's all. Stand and sing us a song. I believe somebody needs to come tonight. And maybe somebody just needs to repent that's already saved. You do that too while we sing. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. If you just need to come and repent and rededicate, you can do that tonight too. You can get back in shape. If you're a church member, you've been saved, you've been baptized, you belong to a good Baptist church, but you've just turned your back on God, quit following Him, you're not in shape to eat the Lord's Supper. You need to be in fellowship with God to eat the Lord's Supper. You need to get in. Repent. Let God bless you and help you. Why keep putting things off day after day? I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do it some other way. I'm going to do it some other place, some other time. Now is when we need to obey the Lord. Now's the acceptable time. If you need to come, then come. Well, I pray, I beg of you today, come and obey the Lord. Somebody needs to come. I believe without a doubt, somebody needs to come. Come right now, right here. Please obey the Lord. Think about it. If God's speaking to your heart, and I believe He did, I believe God spoke to you through this great message. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. That's good. I want to read a little bit more from the scripture that Brother Brent read from. I don't need to preach again. He preached good. I don't need to preach, but this goes along with what he read in chapter 13 in the book of John, where Jesus had washed the disciples' feet. Go down to verse 13. He said, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you." And so what a great explanation the Lord gave there. And so we don't pressure anybody to wash feet. It's up to each person's own individual declaration and what they feel in their heart. But the scripture is real clear on it. And I appreciate this service. Now, I'm not going to go any farther with the invitation, but just felt like reading that. But before we go into the Lord's Supper and turn it over to our deacons to do that, I want to say this. I appreciate the extra hard work that our deacons have done to get this ready. This was a different time. You know, we've been having it out in fellowship hall. A lot of things had to be changed and be done. And I appreciate our deacons. They're very dedicated men, and I love them. I thank God for them. And they've got this ready for us. But now, some people, nothing against the Lord's Supper, but some people may not be ready to take the Lord's Supper, might not qualify to take the Lord's Supper, might not want to stay for the Lord's Supper, because it takes a little while to get this done, to get this all served and take it and so on. So we want to have a verse of song or a few verses. If you feel like leaving, everybody's welcome to stay. We're not trying to get rid of anybody. But if you feel like leaving, it's no offense. We understand that. And so that's why we give this opportunity and we give you this option. And if you do need to leave, feel free to come back just as soon as you can. But we'll have this song. And then after we have the Lord's Supper, just explain how we do things, then we get ready to, we get that done and we get ready to take the foot washing, have the foot washing. Then we sing another song and we go out of here singing a song. And the men go out into the fellowship hall to have the washing of the feet. And the women used to go over here in this room over here, but now they're going to go to the middle room out there in the foyer. It's where it's set up out there now. And so you can know all that. But right now, we'll have another song and give people opportunity to leave if they feel like it.